my soul. Send a great revival in my soul. Let the Holy Spirit come and take control. Send a great revival in my soul.
We welcome you to Revival Time with Dr. Jack Treiber, pastor of North Valley Baptist Church and president of Golden State Baptist College. From our studio in the heart of the Silicon Valley, Pastor Treiber joins you today for a special time of revival and encouragement. We pray you'll be blessed as you listen to Revival Time with Dr. Jack Treiber.
Hello, good neighbor, and welcome to this last full week in June. Ho-ho! My goodness gracious. They say the older you get, it goes faster. I wonder, is that true, radio listeners? I'm still kind of a young man. You can hear that in my voice. I'm just a young, youthful man. And I've pastored this church 48 years now. But the amazing thing, I'm only 27 years old. So you figure that out. But my goodness, this time going fast. The quartet sings for us today. I love this song. Victory in Jesus. Are you living on the victory side? Are you living on the winning side? You've got it all taken care of. Are you doing okay? Here's a great song. Oh, victory in Jesus.
I heard an old, old story, how a Savior came from glory, how he gave his life on Calvary to save a wretch like me. I heard about his groaning, of his precious blood's atoning. Then I repented of my sin and won the victory. Oh, victory in Jesus, my Savior forever. He sought me and bought me with his redeeming blood. He loved me ere I knew him, and all my love is due him. He plunged me to victory beneath the cleansing flood. Cleansing flood. I heard about a mansion he has built for me in glory, and I heard about the streets of gold beyond the crystal sea, about the angels singing and the old redemption story. And some sweet day I'll sing up there a song of victory. Oh, victory in Jesus, my Savior forever. He sought me and bought me with his redeeming blood, he loved me ere I knew him, and though my love is due him, he plunged me to victory beneath the cleansing flood. There's victory, great victory, yes, victory in his blood.
Victory in Jesus. That's the place to live. That's the winning side. Praise God for all that. And I'm so thankful you're listening. You know, it's been quite a while since I've said this. I would appreciate it if you could take time. I know it's summer. You probably don't have time. But if you could just send me an email. I love getting those emails. It takes me a little while to answer them back. You know the how it works here. Someone gets those emails at the station here. They run them off 8.5 by 11. I read them. I write back on that email. Someone has to type it back. And I know that's not the way it should be done, but it gets done that way. And I answer. It's not a form. Thank you. You know, it may sound like it, but I always handwrite each and every one of them. Well, we're in chapter 2, verse 10. We'll pick it up today. And Peter is still dealing with these false teachers. Oh, my goodness. I like verse 19. We're not there yet. We'll be there next week. While they promise liberty, they themselves are servants of corruption. Whew. And the pollution in verse number 20. And it's better that had they not known the way of righteousness than after they have known it to turn away from the holy commandment. I mean, these are wells, verse 17, of water that are of clouds that carry tempests in the midst of their darkness, their vanity, their swelling words. Oh, they're lustful. You see, wantonness, out of control. They have eyes full of adultery. Peter is dealing very directly with this. And we have to take a strong stand against unrighteousness. How about the song, I Choose the Lord, the great Bailey Grove Baptist Church? I praise God for that great pastor and these great people. They sing for us right now, I Choose the Lord. It's my choice.
Like Daniel, let me stand. Like Paul, let me pray.
Like Jesus, let me live my life for you.
When the rest have turned and gone, and I'm standing all alone, Lord, let these words be what I say to you. I choose to fight. I choose the right. I choose to take a stand like those gone on before. No doubt I'll win. Christ will defend. There's no turning back until I reach that shore. I choose the Lord.
Field and a sower sowing seed, my light will shine to those still lost in sin. So I press toward the prize with a gleam in my eye, and this my cry until I reach the end.
Take a stand like those gone on before.
I choose the Lord. We're in chapter 2, and today verse number 10, and it's really just nothing about just total flesh. A preacher needs to be seeking to lead his people in paths of righteousness. A father needs to seek to lead his children in paths of righteousness. A mother needs to seek to lead her children in paths of righteousness. A Sunday school teacher, you are responsible. Don't compromise. And hear these false teachers or false prophets, verse 1. They're false prophets. They're false teachers. They're bringing damnable heresies, the Bible says. And the Bible says, chiefly them that walk after the flesh in the lust of uncleanness, verse 10, uncleanness and despise government, presumptuous are they, self-willed. They're self-willed. We're going to, you know, I watch it. They're not afraid to speak evil of dignities. They're not afraid to slaughter another pastor. You know, there's a lot of things that you could say, well, Treiber does, wait a minute. I state what we believe here. We believe in the Sunday school. We believe in preaching. We believe in good hymns and songs and spiritual songs. I believe in biblical separation, ecclesiastical separation. I believe that God desires us to be holy and pure and godly. I believe that we don't have less church, we have more church. I believe that. I believe we can raise up a generation of righteousness and kids. I believe that. I believe the Bible is true. But you know what? If you don't, that's up to you. But I have the right to say this is what we believe. They're self-willed. Can anybody correct you? You young preachers, God bless you. All right, I know I seem old to you, but here's the deal. When I was a kid, young man in the ministry, we always did, and I look back to the old preachers, the great men, the men were seasoned to the faith. And I still do. I mean, they're gone, they're dead. I still look back to the great preachers. Lee Robertson, Bobby Robertson, Brother Raymond Hancock, Brothers Harold Seitler, Myron Cedarholm, Monroe Parker, the old great men of the faith. I still look back to those great, great preachers of yesteryear. But we live in a society where I think you young preachers go to the internet and you look at these young preachers and this is really working. This is working. And go ahead and have these don't have Sunday school. You're going to be very hard-pressed finding Sunday school anymore. This young generation is getting rid of Sunday school. They're getting rid of preaching, a lot of seminar training. In our services, God's chosen the foolishness of preaching, and they don't want to listen to an old guy. Presumptuous are they? Well, you're telling that you ought to listen to me? Yes, because I listened to the generation before you, for me, two generations before. I listened to them, and he being dead yet speaketh. I have a whole large file cabinet here of all those old preachers of yesterday. Roloff. And Seitler and Bobby Robertson and Lee Robertson and all, you name the great preachers. I have their files of letters, personal letters they wrote to me. And John Rice and Jack Hiles, I have those letters and they've written to me and I've kept them. And they would give, Curtis Hudson gave me such great direction. His last letter he wrote, Brother Treiber out there in California, and he gave me direction how to stand for right in these last days. I'm not going to the internet to find what the new boys are saying. And the Bible says, chiefly them that walk after the flesh. We have so much flesh that's entering our churches. And the way we do church, it's flesh. It's flesh. Gospel singers, don't be breathy in the pulpit. Don't draw people into your personal zone. Don't be dreamy. That's what those old crooners used to do in the 40s, 50s, and 60s. And don't sing like that. Man, don't sing sweet. Stand up like a man and sing. Sing a great song and deliver it like a man. Don't be effeminate. You're walking after the flesh. You throw yourself your little tight little jeans on and your no socks and your little tennis shoes and a t-shirt and a sport coat and you stand and no, please, there's enough of that in the world. Well, I know. Go ahead and think, but how are we doing in our churches? How are our cities doing without our churches? Not very good. Have a good day.
Thank you for listening to Revival Time with Dr. Jack Treiber, pastor of North Valley Baptist Church and president of Golden State Baptist College in Santa Clara, California. We invite you to join us each weekday. If you enjoy this broadcast, we would love to hear from you. Email us at revivaltime@nvbc.org. That was one word, revivaltime@nvbc.org. For archived broadcast and many other resources, visit our website at nvbc.org. Once again, thank you for joining us today for Revival Time with Dr. Jack Treiber.
Let the Holy Spirit come and take control. Send a great revival in my soul.